And we're going to begin in Japan, where the ruling Liberal Democratic Party has picked its new leader. Fumio Kishida will replace Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. The former foreign minister took the helm after a runoff with Cabinet Minister Taro Kono. Suga is stepping down after just a year in office. He's been facing strong criticism over his handling of the pandemic and the cost of the Olympics. Well, let's bring in Fadi Salameh, who's live for us in Tokyo. Fadi, just talk us through, first of all, who the next prime minister is.
Well, Fumio Kishida is the former foreign minister of Japan. He served from 2012 till 2017. He has been a popular and known face in the international arena. He participated effectively in forming the accord of agreement between Japan and South Korea in 2016. Regarding the historical controversial issues and precisely the what's so called the comfort women, in which Japan claimed responsibility of this issue. He's known to be one of the conservatives in the Liberal Democratic Party. He heads one of the seven factions inside the party. He has good influence there. He's also popular among the conservative and the veteran members. That's why he was able to beat Taro Kono, who was much younger than him, who was looked as one of the mavericks inside the party and outspoken. But Kishida is more very well-known person among them, and he's particularly very close to Prime Minister Abe. And that's why maybe he lost the last elections against the outgoing Mr. Yoshihide Suga, the Prime Minister of Japan, who's going to lose his office on Monday. So many people looked at him as he's very close to Prime Minister Abe, and this is why they didn't choose him. But now, among the three candidates, he was the more acceptable among the conservatives, as I mentioned, especially among the factions inside the Liberal Democratic Party.
Yeah, the prime minister may have changed, but the problems that Yoshihide Suga had faced in Japan still remain. And, of course, there are wider issues as well. Just talk us through some of the challenges that the new prime minister is going to have to deal with in his first days in office.
Well, first of all, he has to prove his charisma. He has to prove strong leadership. That's the thing that many people felt that Mr. Suga lacked. So he has to show not only to his members, but also to the public that he's in charge now and he can take Japan to a second phase of facing, for example, the coronavirus. The economy has suffered hugely because of COVID-19, and now he has to head the new policies to revive the economy. Also, he has to mend the relationships between Japan and South Korea, between Japan and China. Just a few days ago, Mr. Suga, he attended the Quad meeting in Washington with the U.S. President Biden, with the prime ministers of India and Australia. And now we want to see, like, what kind of coalition is going to form in this region. And Mr. Kishida is very well known as of a calm voice, is not very outspoken, and this lack of a little charisma may be proved to be a challenge, especially that the country is going to head for general elections at the end of October, when the term of the lawmakers end by that time. So now he has not only to gather the support of his party, but also of the Japanese public. And he has certainly, after his victory announced, he made a short speech in which he promised to do so.
Fadi Salameh, talking to us from Tokyo. Fadi, thanks very much indeed.